So what we come to the point of is we have this Buddha nature. It's obscured by the clouds of ignorance. This ignorance makes us create actions that then propel us to get into this Ferris wheel of existence of one body after to the next in all these different life forms. And it doesn't need to be like this. Yeah. That there is another way to live. Why? Because the ignorance is a complete misconception. The ignorance does not look at things realistically. So, if we can see how things do exist, thereby eliminating the ignorance, the grasp, the opposite, then we remove the ignorance, and along with it, its branches of attachment and aversion, and along with it, their results of all these karmic actions. Okay? So, it's possible for us to attain a state free of the ignorance and of the karma. Yeah? On the basic nature of this mind stream. That's possible to do. How? By generating the wisdom that clearly shows that that the ignorant view is incorrect. Okay. How do we generate that wisdom? Well, we have to have some concentration in our mind to be able to hold the reality steadfast in the mind, and we have to have a firm foundation of ethics. So here we get what's called the three higher trainings, ethics, concentration, and wisdom, as being the path to liberation. Okay? Liberation being the cessation of the ignorance, anger, and attachment, and all that karma that causes rebirth. Okay, in other words, the causes of all the sufferings and problems. And liberation is also the cessation of all of those problems and difficulties.
Yeah.
Okay. Liberation is the cessation of the anger, attachment, and karma that causes rebirth. Okay, all these disturbing mental factors. So the causes of suffering and the suffering itself, in other words, all the different sufferings we experience in different life forms. And there is a path to this liberation, a path to the cessation, which is ethics, concentration, and wisdom. So here we have the Four Noble Truths. Okay? What's called the truth of suffering, except suffering doesn't mean suffering, oh, my tummy hurts. It means something's not right in life. Okay? What's not right in life is that we uncontrollably take one body after the other. Okay? And experience so many problems in each rebirth. Then we have a cause to that problematic condition. The ignorance, anger, and attachment, and all the karmic actions we've done caused by them. But because the ignorance is a wrong conception, it's possible to remove it, and by removing it, you get a cessation of the suffering or the problems and their causes, which is the third noble truth, the noble truth of cessation. And there's a definite path to get to that sensation, there's a method to follow. Okay? The three higher trainings of ethics, concentration, and wisdom. Okay? Now, on the basis of that, if you also generate this altruistic intention that says, I want liberation, not just for my own benefit, yeah, but I want to attain full enlightenment, to gain all the capabilities to help others, because I seek not only my liberation, but the liberation of all of the infinite number of sentient beings. Then what you have is the altruistic intention to attain highest enlightenment. Okay? And you attain the result of a Buddha as the result of that. Okay, so liberation from the cycle of existence is not the exact same thing as Buddhahood. Okay, liberation means you freed your own mind stream from the ignorance and the karma. Enlightenment means that you've also generated this altruistic intention. You freed your mind stream from the ignorance and the karma, but you've also freed it from a very subtle kind of stain left after the ignorance and the karma has been removed. Okay? Because we have what's called two levels of obscuration. The diluted obscuration, which is the ignorance and the karma, the disturbing attitudes and the karma, and the subtle obscurations, or obscurations to omniscience. So the diluted obscurations are what keep us bound in cyclic existence. When we remove them through practicing the ethics, concentration, and wisdom, we attain the state of an arhat, or a liberated being. But the diluted obscurations, they're like the onions. Okay, you take onions out of the pot, there's still the smell of the onions. Okay, the smell of the onions is like the subtle obscurations on the mind stream. So with an altruistic intention to benefit all, you want to remove even those subtle obscurations from the mind stream. Okay? So you still practice the three higher trainings. In addition, you practice the altruistic intention and all the bodhisattva's actions. And you meditate on emptiness in a very, very deep way till you get to the point where you can actually remove even those subtle stains on the mind, like getting rid of not only the onions but also their smell. And at that point, you attain full enlightenment, or Buddhahood. Okay? Somebody who has generated the altruistic intention to attain Buddhahood is a bodhisattva. Some bodhisattvas are baby bodhisattvas, and they're still bound by their own ignorance. Higher level bodhisattvas are no longer bound by their ignorance. They've been able to attain liberation from cyclic existence. There's different levels of bodhisattvas. It's a progressive path.